Hey everybody, welcome back to my podcast, episode numero dos. It's your girl E, and again, it's because my friends are just too damn lazy to say the rest of my name. I just want to dive right into this topic, so I'm just gonna go ahead and, you know, just dive on in that poo. Ladies, we definitely need to stop going through our significant other's phone. Me personally, I do not do that because I feel like if I'm in a relationship with you, I trust you. I'm never going to ask to see your phone. I'm never going to ask you for your password. I'm never going to be like, oh, what's your password to get on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram? That's just doing way too much because I trust you, right? Until you give me a reason to not trust you, I am never going to do all that. Even if you give me a reason to not trust you, I'll just break up with you. Come on, ladies. We can't be doing this no more. Like, we're not supposed to be doing this. You're supposed to love yourself a little more. If you're going to constantly go through your significant other's phone, whether it's your boyfriend, your girlfriend, who the hell ever, you need to just leave them. I know girls who are always asking their mans for their fucking phone. What's your password? What's your password? Oh, you changed your password. Oh, you changed your password. What are you so worried about? If you're worried about if this person is actually entertaining other people. And I mean, sometimes, you know, people go through their significant other's phones and they actually find what they're looking for. And, you know, they're like, okay, well, now we can't do this. But, yo, the minute I start feeling like I can't trust you, I'm not going to be with you. Because if I'm with you, I trust you. And like I already said, I'm not going to be doing all of that. But some of y'all just take it too far. Like, come on now. Let's just not do that. Until you have physical evidence that your significant other is messing around with other people. And I mean, you're probably going to be listening to this thinking like, well, how the hell am I supposed to know Erica unless I go through the phone? I mean, whatever's done in the dark is always going to come to the light. It's not going to be right away. But for the meantime, just sit back and observe. If you feel like you can't trust your significant other, then get out that relationship. Trust is one of the main foundations of a relationship, if not the only foundation. So, of course, it's going to crumble when you think you can't trust the person. It just don't make no sense to just be doing all that extra stuff when you can just leave that person you're with. I know it's easier said than done because we have all been there, and myself included, which is why I can actually talk about it. But ladies, we got to stop this, okay? Stop going through your phone. Some of y'all probably got your man's phone in your hand right now, looking on his Facebook page like, Marquez, who is all these bitches? Girl, put that shit down. If you can't trust him or her, leave him alone, okay? End of the story.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.